I was in the office one evening. It was probably 1980, somewhere in that neighborhood. And somebody came through the front door. He knocked and then came in. And this tall, thin gentleman came in and says, hello. And I said, hello. He said, do you mind if I look around? I says, no, I don't mind. He says, my name is George. So he started telling me that, he said, my grandmother used to sit in the rocking chair. And I had a rocking chair there, by the way, right at the window he was looking at. He says, she used to sit in that corner right there and knit. And I would sit and wait for her till she was done with what she was doing. And then she got up and walked into the kitchen. And then from the kitchen, walked into a room where she stored things. He says, from a little old lady, as small as she was, she'd reach up and take this heavy box down and put it on the floor, open it up and take out an axe, more like a hatchet. Then she'd take me by the hand and go out the back door, and she would grab a chicken. He said, and then she would chop the chicken's head off and pull the feathers out, then go in the house and forget that I was there and leave me outside. He said, I would sit there at the door and bang on the door, but she couldn't hear. And I would bang on the door and ring the bell and bang on the door and ring the bell and cry because my grandmother wouldn't let me in the house. And I said, you rang the doorbell. He said, I rang the doorbell. I said, just a minute, George. Just stay in the kitchen for a second. So I went back in my office and I dug through my desk and I walked out and I says, is this the doorbell? He looked at it. He says, my God, that's the doorbell. It's an ornate piece with an ivory white button in the middle. He says, that's the doorbell I used to ring when I was about 6 years old. And he started to cry. He really moved me. I gave it to him. He excused himself and left. That was George Wingfield. I saved it for a reason, I guess.